And Kim's back to tell us more about business.
Thanks, Philippa Atamarie. Good morning. Coming up in today's program, New Zealand's share market's fortunes not so rosy. The economy picked to strip on the skates, and we'll have the latest from the financial markets. Changing investor sentiment and economic conditions look set to be a weight on the local share market for the near future, at least. For the first time in several years, the NZX is lower than when it started the year, about 4% so far this year, and double that if you take into account the record high touched in early January. Rising interest rates are one reason, as is the narrowness of the local market, which has been driven by a few big stocks such as A2 Milk and Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, which have had changing fortunes. And meanwhile, our closest neighbour, Australia, has been touching record territory. Hobson Wealth Partners Director Brad Gordon says the differences between the two markets is becoming more apparent.
So if you look across to Australia, the main contributors to their market there are resources and banks. Now, they are both beneficiaries from rising inflation expectations. As interest rates go up, it's good for the banks. As part of inflation, obviously, commodity prices have gone up really strongly. And then rising interest rates has led the banks to rally quite strongly this year too. So just different drivers in each index.
And that was Brad Gordon of Hobson Wealth Partners there. The pace of economic growth is expected to pick up on the back of the house building boom and continued demand for key exports. The Institute of Economic Research's latest consensus forecasts are picking annual average economic growth will top 5% in the year to next March. After that, growth is expected to settle back to average around 3% annually over the following couple of years. The most recent forecasts from several retail banks, the Reserve Bank and Treasury are stronger than a survey at the start of the year. NZIER principal economist Christina Leung says the outlook is a bit of a mixed bag.
There are concerns about whether supply chain disruptions will affect the ability of retailers to restock shelves, and that might be having an impact on these household spending growth forecasts. Offsetting the downward revision to the household spending forecast, we have an upward revision to investment outlook, particularly around residential investment. What we've seen recently is that with the dwelling consents issuance being at high levels, it does point to strong residential construction growth over the coming year.
And Christina Leung says the expectation is that price pressures will persist over the near to medium term. Auckland University of Technology has launched a new research project to tackle economic abuse between couples. Economic abuse is a form of family violence and is a pattern of controlling behaviour where one person restricts the other's access to money and financial decisions to maintain a level of power in the relationship. AUT Business School senior lecturer Aisha Scott has developed a suite of guides to help couples have respectful and constructive discussions about money. She's partnered with the economic well-being charity Good Shepherd New Zealand to trial the effectiveness of her resources and to help refine them. Aisha Scott says she hopes to team up with financial service providers in the future who will advertise the resources.
So the first place, obviously, is I'll be calling on all the banks to be advertising the platform to their customers. I will be asking debt solution providers, financial services to look at this, through to MSD and other service providers who are focused on helping New Zealanders' well-being and helping New Zealanders have good, solid relationships based on open communication and maybe some financial capability as well.
AUT's Aisha Scott says she's on the lookout for a diverse range of participants for the trial. Let's go now to the markets for a look. Wall Street trading a little mixed this morning. Just the one focus really for investors this week. Everyone looking to the Federal Reserve's monetary policy decision. Investors there seeking a few clues from the central bank on its inflation outlook. Recent data showing that the US economy gaining momentum but not overheating, and that's eased a few worries, but definitely all eyes on that decision later this week. The Dow Jones down about 2/3 of a percent currently. The S&P 500 is down about 0.25%. The tech-heavy NASDAQ, the only gainer of those main indices, up about 0.4% currently. Our own top 50 index eked out a 12-point gain. It begins today at 12,562. A lack of Australian investors because of a public holiday was fairly noticeable on our market. Currency-wise, the New Zealand dollar, 71.4 US cents and 92.6 Australian, 50.6 pence, 0.589 euro, 78.5 yen and 4.57 yuan. Brent crude oil did touch its highest level in more than 2 years overnight. It has come back just a little now, still up about 0.25%. It's at 72.80 US dollars a barrel. And looking to gold, down $12 this morning, 0.33% at 1,863 US dollars an ounce. That's business for now. I will have more from the markets at 8:30.